I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Malaysia's envoy to the Middle East met with Taliban representatives in Qatar. They discussed Malaysia providing humanitarian aid to Afghanistan, as well as strengthening ties between the two countries. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
What does it mean to see these guys who were fighters for so long now have to be governors and have to be diplomats and have to, you know, have relationships and manage relationships with other countries, both Islamic nations like Malaysia and other nations as well?
It's possible the Taliban simply wants support from Malaysia's government. While Malaysia does tolerate Christians and churches, the country forbids ethnic Malays from being anything other than Muslim. But God isn't limited by this law. Please pray many in Malaysia would discover the endless love of Jesus. Uganda reopened its schools last month after 2 years, the world's longest COVID-19 shutdown. When certain students didn't show up for class, teachers learned upsetting news. Set Free Ministries Dean Vandermeer.
There's a village near some of our schools, and in that region, there were over 1,200 girls, 12 to 14, that got pregnant because they were being abused by either caregivers or boys from the neighborhood or family members.
Set Free operates 14 residential schools throughout East Africa. When the order came to shut down, Set Free mobilized its teachers. Every day during the lockdown, teachers traveled to different villages and taught students. Along with regular lessons, teachers led small group Bible studies, and hundreds trusted Jesus as Savior and Lord. Today, students are back in the classroom, and Set Free is preparing for an even brighter future. Look for the full report at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, but look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.